Cuomo says the fall elections will be one of the most critical and controversial in modern history. He's already signed bills approved by the legislature. They allow the COVID-19 pandemic to be an authorized reason for voting by absentee ballot, among other things. Now the governor is taking those measures a step further. He says even though the new law essentially allows universal mail-in balloting, New Yorkers might still be confused about how to actually request the absentee voting forms. One of the executive orders will require all local boards of election to send letters to all eligible voters. The letters will explain how to request the ballots and clearly outline the deadlines for when they have to be mailed back or deposited in person to a board of elections office or polling site.
You have to request an absentee. They send it to you. You fill it out. You send it back. There are two steps to it.
Cuomo says the ballots must be redesigned to make it easier for voters to see where they have to sign them. The current format requires two signatures, one on the ballot itself and one on the mailing envelope. Ballots can be disqualified if one of those is missing. Two other executive orders require boards of elections to be fully staffed and to begin counting absentee ballots as quickly after elections as possible. The governor says he also wants to hear from the boards now if they're having trouble with finding enough workers.
You have to be able to tabulate the vote. We want it done. We want it done right, but we want it done timely. And we don't want to hear after the fact excuses why you couldn't do it.
A fifth executive order would allow New York's voters to cite the pandemic as a reason to vote absentee in village and town elections. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.